All right, this is Art Jonak in Las Vegas, Nevada. And man, I've been chasing down the person that we're going to talk to today for a long time, trying to get him for an hour because he's got so much going on in his life, a lot of exciting things in his network marketing business and his speaking career and his personal life. And he's a gentleman that, let me give you an idea of where he's come. 6 years ago, we met, we got together. Didn't know much about the business. Today, he's got over 30,000 members on his organization. He's got an email list that's over 100,000 members. He's the founder of gazillion companies almost. Every time I talk to him, he started something new. And what impressed me most about this gentleman is that he's developed incredibly as a human being, just as a speaker, as a network marketer, as a person, just over the last 6 years that I've known him. And today, he's going to cover a topic that, boy, I can't imagine anybody else mastering it than this gentleman. He's going to talk about how to develop an income of about $15,000 a month in network marketing. Now, that might be a goal for you or just a starting point for you. But he said, you know, I need to do that right away. How do I get it done? And he's going to share with you how he developed it and how he's helping people on his team do the exact same thing. So I want to introduce to you Mr. Tom Wood.
How you doing, Art?
Good to, I'm doing good. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank
Excellent.
You for having me.
Before we get started, just two things I wanted to point out to people. If you're on the internet, Tom Wood is the founder of the following two companies. It's theduplicator.com and helphenry.com. Write those down because at the end of listening to these tapes, you want to go check those out on the internet. A lot of good information there. And actually, the Help Henry is a really entertaining cartoon. So if you want to entertain, have some fun, have a couple laughs, go and check that out. So Tom, 6 years ago, I met you about 6 years ago. We met in Dallas with a couple of friends and ended up spending the evening together till about 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's right.
About six of us.
I remember that.
And all of us were kind of struggling, trying to learn our way, trying to get it all done, trying to figure out, well, what does it take to make it in this business? And you said, hey, I'm not going to just assume or try to figure it out by trial and error. I'm going to go figure it out from the experts. So what did you do when you first got involved?
Exactly. I mean, and I remember those days. You remember, and I remember sitting in those days when we're all surrounded by each other, all of us, you know, newbies in the industry, watching all the big guys walk across in their, you know, their nice suits and their gold jewelry, and we just kind of looked at them with our jaws dropped and our tongue hanging out, going like, "Ah, someday I'll love to make that." And we'd always say to ourselves, "I'm gonna remember these days when we struggled." I mean, we trying to pay for our cab fare from the hotel to the place where we went to the event was a struggle.
That's right.
And yeah, sure, I do remember those days. And exactly what you just said, I looked at the people making money and I said, you know what? The people that are making the money are the ones who know how to do it. And everything else I've done in my life that I've been successful at, it's because I've gone and gotten myself mentored or learned from people who did it. Simply, results is really the only teacher. And what I did in network marketing that I think separated me from others was that I connected. I found somebody who knew a bunch of people making $20,000 a month or more in network marketing. And he gave me a list of 15 people that he knew. And he gave me their names and phone numbers. And I called them up and I asked them three questions, basically. First question I asked was, hey, do you want to join my network marketing business? Of course, everyone said no, but, you know, I had to ask. And the second question I asked was, what is it that makes you better? Or I should say, what did you do that made you better than others? And they gave me some extraordinary information that I kind of compiled into my own little personal notebook. It wasn't really something I wanted to share with other people right away. I wanted to use it and see if it really worked. And it was pretty extraordinary because of all the different strategies that they asked or told me. They all told me different ways of doing it, different systems and different strategies. But they all came up with one thing that was similar. And I'm going to share that with you today.
Excellent.
A little bit later in the interview.
Okay.
Because I don't want to get to that right away. I just want to lead your people on. No, I'm just kidding. But this one thing is really extraordinary. This is the one thing that really it separates every single top producer from those that didn't. And the third question I asked after they told me no and after they told me what their top thing was, I just simply asked them what they would do if they were in my shoes. And, you know, without fail, all of them said, well, the first thing is you're doing the right thing. You're talking to the results. And there's no other industry in the world no other company, I mean, no other type of company in the world, that the only thing that matters is results. And that's so refreshing because we don't have to play the politics. We don't have to get the education. It's really what did you do today that matters. And that was – it was really that those 15 calls, although I was incredibly nervous making those calls, and some of them I don't even remember talking because I talk so fast, but I got so much out of those. And so I'd like to share with you the five – what I call the five pillars of excellence. These five things, these strategies are literally what can take anyone. I don't care who you are, what you've done. They'll show you how to produce results, and they'll show you how to get to the top of your pay plan or top of your company and make at least, and you're right, it's sometimes for a lot of people that $15,000 a month is just a starting point, at least $15,000 a month.
Right.
And enjoy a lot of time freedom.
For those of you that don't know Tom Wood, and there might be some of you that do know Tom, and I know that if I were to talk to you today and I just met you last year and I've seen you speak to thousands of people, I mean, I've seen you on stage just mesmerizing like 6 to 8 to 10,000 people. And you tell me I was nervous calling these people. I would be sitting, oh, no way. But I did know you 6 years ago, and yeah. I could imagine you being nervous. And I'm glad you shared that because there are a lot of people listening to this tape right now. They're saying, man, that phone, there's no way I could call somebody that's a big grand poobah whatever distributor to pick their brains. And in reality, now that you're there, I mean, do people call you a whole bunch to do that? Or
you know what? No one ever calls me.
Yeah, exactly. It's a consistent message across the board for the people I interview that have finally broken through. And so if you're just wanting to talk to somebody that's up in your upline that is doing really well, pick up that phone. Hey, if you have to speak quickly, do it. But pick their brains, and you'll probably find out some of the similar things that Tom's going to share with you here tonight.
Yeah. Great. Well, let me just get started because I think the first point, the first pillar in success in this industry is sometimes the hardest. A lot of people want to have this, but they don't have it. And the first one, if you're taking notes, you want to get out the pen right now. If you're driving, pull over, write this down. The first one is you've got to develop an extraordinary commitment to the concept of network marketing. I'll repeat that. You have to develop an extraordinary commitment to the concept of network marketing. Now, this doesn't just mean like, oh, yeah, I think network marketing is great. The one thing that Art and I and anybody who's had success in this industry understands is that they never, ever could have done what they've done and have the lifestyle that they have right now except for network marketing. And if I had known how good this industry would be now, I would have worked 10 times harder when I started. I mean, I worked hard when I started, but it's so extraordinary that it cannot be explained, and I'm sure you agree with me, Art. Mm-hmm. You can't explain what it feels like to get up and and go over to your friend's house by just jumping on a plane,
right?
Because you have the time and you have the money, and
or just to get up and decide to do whatever you want to do just by getting up. Say, today I'm going to the beach.
Exactly,
you can do that,
and you can do it.
And you're not waking up to an alarm clock. You're just getting up.
Right.
Yeah.
Or make your recruiting. Instead of having to make phone calls to recruit, just go play golf,
right,
and recruit the guys you play golf with, or tennis, or whatever else you'd like to do. So let me explain to you why I didn't always have this commitment, because my background, as you know, I was a corporate guy. I did a lot of international marketing. I helped companies enter the Japanese market, and I helped Japanese companies enter the U.S. market, and I quit that to become a professional speaker. And I had a lot of trouble getting started as a professional speaker, but I finally figured out how the whole thing worked, and I started having some success. But I had the problem, like a lot of people who have their own business, and that is you're working 10 times harder than when you work for somebody else. And when you're done the business, you're out of business. You have to work again the next day. There was no time freedom. Somebody introduced me to this concept of network marketing, and I got it, but I wasn't 100% committed. Mm-hmm. You understand? I was a little nervous because I had this, I think back right now. I can't believe I used to think this way. But I used to think like, network marketing, that's for like selling plastic stuff in the home, I could not imagine myself doing that. I'd say it, I was a snob. I mean, I really was, and I hate that I was that way because now I know what it's like. But, but I loved the concept. I loved what it could bring. So I started the industry, and I'll never forget this. I started doing it, and I wouldn't tell any of my friends or my family, just like people that I knew, not close people. Anyway, my father figures out what I'm doing, finally. And he looks at me and he says, Tom, what is this thing you're doing? And I said, well, you know, I'm selling product. And, you know, and I'm also recruiting a team of people to sell product. And, you know, I make a commission off them. And, if they bring people, get a commission off them too. And he looks at me and he goes, Tom, is this network marketing? And, you know, I'm getting nervous. I'm sweating. I don't know what to say. And, you know, it's my dad. I can't lie to my dad. So I just said, you know what, Dad, it's network marketing. And he looked at me and he said, Tom, everything you've done in life, you've been successful at. Which is not true, but he said that anyway. He said, anything you've done in life, you've been successful at. And if you want this, if you want to become successful in network marketing, then I believe in you.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, Art, that was a moment that changed my life, because I really did want that. And all I really needed was someone to believe in me and to believe in this concept more than I believed in it, and to believe in me more than I believed in me.
Right.
And I had all the facades, like I was successful, but, you know, deep down inside, there was an insecurity that, you know, could I do this? Can I do network marketing?
Right.
I've never done it before. And he said, I believe in you. And it was awesome. I said, hey, Dad, you want to join me? He said, no, Tom, I believe in you. but you know what? The truth is, he did believe in me. And he was out. I remember he was out talking to some guy at the recycling plant, and he told him that I was in network marketing and that I did something with sales. And guy called me up. He came over and he got in the business.
Wow.
And then he's in Radio Shack and he's talking to a teacher and he says, oh, you know, my son does something with teachers. Guy called me up. He came over. He got in the business. Finally, my father comes up to me and he goes, Tom, you know what? I think I believe in us working together as a team. This is excellent. And, you know, I'll tell you this. This is another thing that never could have happened in any other business. My father said, I believe in us. Let's go work as a team. And we worked as a team for 2.5-3 years. And it was the greatest experience of my life. I mean, just unbelievable experience getting to know my father, not as my father, but as my friend, as my business partner. And, you know, I got to know the bad side about him and the good side about him. You know, we fought like kids, and we came together and we did things that neither one of us would have done alone. And, never in any other industry could I have developed the time freedom. And, you know, my father, he's retired right now. He's just enjoying life, traveling around, visiting his grandparents. He still has, I should say, grandkids, and he just has income coming in month after month after month after month. And he's happy. I'm happy. And no other industry. This is the most important part of network marketing. And you've got to believe in it. If you don't have that unbelievable total commitment belief in it, it just falls by the wayside. You allow yourself to quit before it happens.
So Tom, how do you get distributors in your team to have that belief?
Yes.
Are there specific techniques? Go read a book or go hang out with me for 2 weeks to see how fun we can have jet setting the world, or what do you do?
Well, I'll give you one of the most specific techniques. It's really important. First one is do what my father did. Do what my father did. Believe in other people more than they believe in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And once you start believing in people, you'll see that people start to believe in you. And, you know, maybe people say, well, that's not really a technique, but you know what it is. And here's how you do it. You walk up to somebody in your downline who's having a tough day, and you just say, you know what, Jim, I know you're having a tough day. I know that this has happened to me before. And you know something? I believe you can do it. I really believe you can do it. If there's anybody who has the skills and the gumption I know you can do it. And you have no idea how good that makes somebody feel.
Mm-hmm.
And just by doing that, you understand what network marketing is all about. Because network marketing does not work unless you believe in your people. It doesn't work. You've got to believe in that. The other thing I'd like to teach you is this, is that beliefs are formed by experiences that we have. And so you have to cut out the negative experiences. It doesn't mean you have to get rid of your friends. But if your friends are making fun of you and you're in this network marketing thing, you have to stop spending as much time with them, or stop listening to them when they start talking about that. And you have to start hanging around people that do believe in this industry. That's why you've got to go to events. You know, people promote events, but I'll tell you, events are the key for that. Number one reason is you develop the belief.
Mm-hmm.
And just like an Olympic athlete who surrounds himself with elite performers so that he can get himself to the next level, you too have got to do that. And that it's not just the secret of network marketing. It's the secret of any business.
Right.
So that's the most important thing in getting your commitment.
So if you're sitting there in your car at home, you know, maybe you're making dinner, you listen to this tape in your kitchen, hey, take a couple notes. Number one, maybe give a couple people in your team a call and say, you know, how's your day? They might say, not so good. Say, you know what? I still believe in you.
Right.
I mean, just those words. You know, Tom, you're absolutely right. I could sit there and say, at one point in my life, nobody told me that for years because I had an employer. I was in college. Nobody ever said that to me. If one person had told me that, would have made a difference. And then number two, you know, try to get your people to events. It might be a local briefing. It might be a super successful Saturday. It might be a regional event, an international conference. But get them around people that have done it so they can see that it's possible.
Exactly. And if you can't get to an event today, listen to this tape over and over again. Mm-hmm. If you can't listen to this tape, go read a book on network marketing. You'll see that's constant evidence, constant experience, keeping yourself surrounded by the power of this industry.
Okay.
And it truly is extraordinary.